You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. Today is Wednesday, August 24th, 2005. I want to start off today by talking about listener email. I've gotten lots of email lately, and a few I want to highlight. Over the weekend, I got a message from Tara in Michigan, and she gave me a link to a website that sells coasters and, what does it say? Of course, I should have clicked on the email before, but it sells coasters that show, like, different varieties of grapes and different wine labels and stuff. And it's kind of cool, but they're a little expensive, so I'm not sure I will get them. But it's actually a cool website. Something's called Great Rooms, Unique Accents for Home and Garden. And she just wanted to share that with me, so thank you, Tara. I appreciate the link, and because they really are actually cool. But I probably won't buy any. So thank you for the email, Tara. And she's in Michigan. I have a feeling that she listens to Mr. Poos, too, because I don't know why, but I bet she does. Anyway, thanks, Tara. I also got an email from Andrew in the UK. He lives in Liverpool in the UK, and he said that he really enjoyed my little squirrel video from yesterday, and I'm glad you enjoyed that, because I think that squirrel is just amazing. And he also posed a question for me. He wants to know why I don't refer to my boyfriend by name, that I only call him the boyfriend. He wants to know if that's a pet name or if it's just for anonymity. Well, Andrew, to tell you the truth, I've never asked the boyfriend if he would mind if I refer to him by name. At least I don't think I have. I think I just decided that because I post his face all over the internet, or at least all over my websites in videos and in pictures I take of him, I guess I just thought it would be better if I just kept his name separated from his pictures and videos. So I guess it really is an anonymity kind of thing. So I'll have to ask him about that, and if he cares if I use his name or not. I'm sure he'll tell me. But thank you for the message, Andrew. And I know we've heard from him before. I think he's one of the few people we have listening in Europe. Of course, we have Peter in Germany, who we hear from every day. And I got a message from him today telling me that he liked the cute little video of the squirrel, of Henry the squirrel. So Peter's in Germany and Andrew's in the UK in Liverpool. So I wonder, do we have any other listeners in Europe? I know we have PJ in Osaka, Japan, who I'm still hoping to connect with on Skype and have a conversation with for the show. But I'm not sure what the time difference is, so I don't know if I'll be asleep when he's awake or not, so I have no idea what that's like. But speaking about Skype, I did have a very short conversation with Mark of Special Delivery Mark. I think he has a really unique podcast that I listen to every time he posts. He was testing out his audio on Skype, so I was just helping him out, but I told him I would go ahead and record our brief conversation for the show. So take a few minutes here and listen to this short conversation with Special Delivery Mark.
Hello.
Hello, Archer.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Pretty good. So you're in Skype me mode tonight, you whore.
I am. I just have a couple minutes to kill, so I thought I would put myself in Skype me.
And I'm just testing out Hot Recorder to see if I can use this fucking program on the PC.
Ooh.
So is it okay if I record?
Absolutely. Is it okay if I record you?
Yes. This is not going to be good for a show, though, because Bruce is back online finally.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I saw that message. I guess he made it to Ithaca, okay.
Yes, and he's sipping on the Sambuca. We got to wean that boy.
I know.
Okay, well, I had a pretty boring day. I went and visited my Libyan hair clipper.
Uh-huh.
And she's trying to hook me up with a guy that works up here who's single.
Well, that's always nice.
Oh, yeah. it probably couldn't go wrong. You know, if I'm hooked up by a lesbian, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. Did she tell you anything about him?
Oh, I've already been in flirting with him. But he's a department manager, so he couldn't really acknowledge the flirtation.
So what's he like?
He's very cute. He's a big, huggable teddy bear.
Oh.
Clean shaven, but the chest hair was popping up out of the top of his shirt. Big, strong arms.
Now, is that your kind of guy?
Big, huggable teddy bear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as they're not one of the asshole teddy bears that like to dress up in leather and drag you to all those leather events.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me.
Okay, Archer, well, I've got a lot to do tonight, and I'm just testing the recordings.
What are you recording on?
My PC, Hot Recorder is the name of the program.
What's it called?
Hot Recorder.
Oh, Hot Recorder, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Zillafag recommended it. I'm not quite sure.
Well, do they have Audio Hijack Pro for the PC?
No, I didn't find Audio Hijack at all for the PC. Only for Mac.
Yeah, that's
I looked for it. I looked for it.
Well, I hope it's working for you.
Well, I'll find out after I hang up.
And feel free to add it to your show if you like it.
Okay, thanks, Archer. You have a good evening.
You too. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye bye. That was a kind of a cool short conversation with Mark. Hopefully, we'll have to connect up again and have some more conversations about upcoming shows and things that he's going to be doing because. If you haven't listened to Special Delivery, Mark, you need to because he's got a unique show. And moving right along on Skype, I also spoke with Mr. Poos this afternoon. I say this afternoon because this is really Tuesday night, or actually Tuesday evening. I connected up with him and I did record the conversation, but for some reason, the audio was all screwed up, and I kept hearing my echo in my headphones. It didn't happen with Special Delivery Mark, so I have a feeling that it might be on Mr. Poos's end. I'm not sure. But in any case, we had a great conversation. He's back in Ithaca, New York, and I can't wait for his next show because he has a couple stories about things that happened to him on the drive back to Ithaca. I won't give it away, but it has to do with a tire. You'll have to wait for his show to find out exactly what it is. But we did talk on Skype, and he told me that story, and I thought it was sad but funny. We also talked about wines and what he's doing in class, or what classes he's taking, when he's graduating, and stuff like that. It was a nice conversation. I'm just sorry that the audio was so fucked up, or I would have added it to the show. And I did tell him that I would like to connect with him again on Skype when the audio is working so that we can record for our shows. I think that would be so wild. You know, I kind of got that... that little bit of a starstruck kind of, a little starstruck because I listen to Mr. Poos every day and I consider him, you know, a celebrity in the podcasting world because everybody knows Mr. Poos. So it was kind of wild to actually get to talk to him in person. It's like if I were able to talk to a celebrity like a movie star or something. So, Mr. Poos, you're my first celebrity connection. And I was just kind of a little overwhelmed. So, anyway, thanks for the conversation, Mr. Poos, Mr. Ferdinand fucking Poos, or whatever it is. Actually, that's his name on Skype. So, So, thanks for that conversation, Mr. Poos. And I really do hope we are able to do a Skype call again so that we can record some good audio for one of our shows, mine or yours. Then I was talking to another listener on Skype. A listener on Skype who I have talked to on the show before. And he told me that a listener who heard that show has contacted him, and they have been exchanging emails and talking on Skype. And I was just totally shocked. I'm like, oh my gosh, a listener made a connection from the show. Well, at first I didn't make yet another connection that it was another listener from the show, the person, you know, it's like they're both listeners, but they're on opposite ends of the continent. So I don't know if they'd ever actually, you know, connect up, but I just think that's cool that two listeners from my show heard each other on the show and have started up a conversation. I think that's so cool. I won't tell you who they are because they, you know, I'm not going to, well, it doesn't really matter. You might be able to figure it out. I'm just happy for them. Excuse me. Let's see now. I watched the news this afternoon, and I have to tell you, I was not happy with hearing the Christian conservative evangelist Pat Robertson calling for the assassination of Hugo Chavez, the Venezuelan president. You know, there was already a whole bunch of commentary on the news from different organizations, but interestingly enough, ABC News tried to contact all of the Christian right conservative evangelists, and none of them would return their call except for one, who I can't remember who he was. But I think that's interesting. None of them want to stand behind Pat Robertson when you call for the assassination of someone. And certainly any non-radical religious person would not think that Pat Robertson was being Christian by calling for the assassination of another person, whether he's a president of another country or what. It's just, that's just sad. He shouldn't be speaking like that. He speaks to like 700,000 people a day, and these people, well, they're, of course, I think they're crazy for even listening to him in the first place, but for him to do it, to call out for the assassination of the president is just crazy. He says instead of spending another $200 billion on a possible war, let's just go ahead and assassinate him to avoid that. Well, that's just crazy. The man should be, hopefully he will be condemned by his peers, although it really wouldn't, I would not put it past him to just not say a word about it and let him go down with his own rhetoric. I just think that's sad. The man is just, well, I don't like any of the whole Christian conservative movement, period. So anytime something like this comes about, I'm not all that, I shouldn't be all that surprised. It's just sad that they speak like this. Now, you know, although I guess the point would really be, now this is an interesting way for me to think about this. He does have the right to say it, because we do have the freedom of speech. And there are people who, and I, obviously I'm one of them, because I'm condemning him for him saying that. But it seems like, let's say you're a part of a group. Let's say you are part of the Christian Coalition or the Christian Conservative Evangelists or whatever. And you say something like this. Do you think that people of your group are going to condemn you for that? Not publicly, I bet. But I guarantee in private they're saying, oh, that crazy fuck Pat Robertson, what is he doing? He's making us look so stupid. Well, yeah, he is. Well, at least I think they're probably saying that. But that makes me think of something else. I know of a listener who has strong feelings about certain topics. And while I may not agree with his views on things, he is allowed to say them, and he is allowed to express them. But it's sad when a larger group condemns him for saying things. Not condemns him, they just, you know, they debate him, let's say that. And while healthy debate is fine, it shouldn't get personal. So, I don't know. I don't want to go down that road. But I just think that everyone should have a right to say what they want to say. Not everyone has to agree with it. Whether it's abortion, whether it's the war in Iraq, whether it's the death penalty, gay marriage, everyone has their right to express their opinion. How they do that is a whole other issue, but I won't get into that. Speaking of abortion, I just popped in my head. I saw on the news tonight that there was a study done to see if fetuses feel pain, because there is a group of people who are saying that, well, actually there's laws being written and have been written that say women need to be told that fetuses can feel pain when they are going to have an abortion. And of course this study shows that a fetus doesn't feel pain until between the 28th and 30th week. So if you were to have an abortion before that, the fetus wouldn't feel pain. So I guess they're saying it's okay to have an abortion before that in terms of creating pain for the fetus. But the news also reported the fact that less than 2% of all abortions take place after the 28th week. So all those kids who are being aborted anyway aren't feeling the pain. Kids, all those fetuses. I don't know why I talk about abortion, because I'm a man and I'm gay and I'm certainly not going to be impregnating any women anytime soon. That's for friggin' sure. Moving right along, this evening, the boyfriend and I are going to be going to see the Chris Isaak concert at Wolf Trap, the Center for the Performing Arts. And the last show we went to was Rufus Wainwright, and I recorded some of the audio and stuff, and it wasn't that great, but I'm going to go ahead and bring the iRiver with me again, and maybe even the video camera, and see if I can get away with creating a video or hearing some audio. It should be fun. We're going to take a dinner and, of course, two bottles of wine and enjoy the show, because I don't really know too much about Chris Isaak in terms of his music. I've listened to a couple of his songs, and I think I actually have a couple of his songs on my iPod, but I don't know his larger body of work, so I really can't speak to it. But this is going to be the boyfriend and this is going to be our last, like, summer fun thing to do, because he started back to work this week and I start back next week. I know people don't like that. Anyway, he started back to work this week and I start back to work next week, and our time is going to be so limited. I mean, when we were seeing each other before during the year, we only saw each other on the weekends. But of course, this summer we've seen each other a lot more and, of course, enjoyed it a lot more. But it's going to be tough getting back into the routine of not seeing him during the week. I don't know how we'll adjust to that. I'll have to see how he adjusts to it. But, yeah. Oh, so anyway, I was saying that we're going to be going to the Chris Isaak concert tonight. And I will try to have something recorded for maybe Friday's show. Because tomorrow I'm going to be posting another video, a really short video of the boyfriend and I at a winery, just enjoying a glass of wine and the scenery, because it was a beautiful, I thought it was a beautiful landscape where this winery is. So hopefully you'll enjoy it on the video too. And my boyfriend, of course, was trying to make a joke about cheese, so that's why I'm calling the video cheese. So look for that tomorrow. Let's see, what else is coming up? I'm not sure what else is coming up. As I said, the video's tomorrow, and on Friday's show, I'll probably have some audio or something from the Chris Isaak concert that we're going to tonight. So I think we will go ahead and cut this short, because I don't have anything else to talk about. I was really hoping to have an interview on Skype with the listener who I was talking to you about earlier, who has strong opinions about things, but our timing just didn't work out right. So maybe we'll get to that later. So, yeah. Okay. Oh, Big Brother's on tonight. Make sure you watch Big Brother. Well, by the time you listen to this, you already heard it. Oh, fuck. This is Tuesday night. Big Brother was already on. I'm talking like this is Wednesday. Oh, I try to pull the wool over your eyes and make you think that I'm actually recording this on Wednesday, but I'm a loser. I can't pull that off. It's Tuesday night, and Big Brother's coming on in about a half an hour. It's 8:30 East Coast time. All right. We're going to stop for now. So send me some emails. Send me some voicemail. Comment on the website. And that's all for now. So, boys and girls, until next time, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.